We are live. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا وما بعد. We praise Allah the way He deserves to be praised, and we ask Him to exalt and mention and grant peace and send His blessings and His salutations upon Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We will continue in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 24. The Sheikh says, "Rahimahullah, ثم رجع إلى تهجين حال المشركين وأنهم اتخذوا من دون الله آلهة فقال لهم موبخا ومقرعا." Then Allah Azza wa Jal went back to uglify the condition of the polytheists, the idolaters, and that they have taken besides Allah other gods. So He said in reprimand and criticism, أَمْ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ أَيْ حُجَّتَكُمْ وَدَلِيلَكُمْ عَلَى صِحَّةِ مَا ذَهَبْتُمْ إِلَيْهِ. Produce your evidence, produce your evidence, produce your proof about the validity of what you have chosen and the proof for it. وَلَنْ يَجِدُوا لِذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. They will never be able to find access. They will not find a path that will lead them to this. بَلْ قَدْ قَامَتِ الْأَدِلَّةُ الْقَطْعِيَّةُ عَلَى بُطْلَانِهِ. Rather, the unequivocal, undeniable evidences have been established to prove the fallacy of their position. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ هَذَا ذِكْرُ مَنْ مَعِيَ وَذِكْرُ مَنْ قَبْلِي. أي قَدْ اتَّفَقَتِ الْكُتُبُ وَالشَّرَائِعُ عَلَى صِحَّةِ مَا قُلْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِبْطَالِ الشِّرْكِ. Meaning all of the scriptures and the legislations have come together and agreed about what I've told you in regards to the fallacy and the falsehood of polytheism. فَهَذَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي فِيهِ ذِكْرُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. This is the book of Allah that has a mention of everything. بِأَدِلَّتِهِ الْعَقْلِيَّةِ وَالنَّقْلِيَّةِ. With its intellectual and textual evidences. وَهَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ السَّابِقَةُ كُلُّهَا بَرَاهِينَ. And similarly, all the previous scriptures are full of proofs. وَأَدِلَّةٌ لِمَا قُلْتَ. And has evidences to what I've said. Take the first commandment. ولما علم أنهم قامت عليهم الحجة والبرهان على بطلان ما ذهبوا إليه علم أنه لا برهان لهم. So when it was known that they have that the proof has been established against them regarding the falsehood of what they have chosen, then we got to know that they have no proof to produce. لأن البرهان القاطع يجزم أنه لا معارض له. Because the ultimate proof, we know by default that it cannot be contradicted or cannot be opposed. وإلا لم يكن قطعيا. Otherwise, it is not undisputable. وإن وجد معارضات, and if hypothetically there were some opposition, فإنه شبه لا تغني من الحق شيئا. It will be merely doubts that cannot ever replace the truth in any way. وقوله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون الحق أي وإنما أقاموا ما على ما هم عليه تقليدا لأسلافهم. Most of them don't know the truth, as in they have followed their previous generations and what they are upon, just out of blind following. يجادلون بغير علم ولا هدى. They argue without any knowledge and without any guidance. وليس عدم علمهم الحق لخفائه وغموضه. And it's not like they don't know the truth because the truth itself is hidden or mysterious. وإنما ذلك لإعراضهم عنه. But it's because they have turned away from it. وإلا, otherwise. فلو التفتوا إليه أدنى التفات. Had they just barely turned towards it, تبين لهم الحق من الباطل تبيانا واضحا جليا. The truth would have become evident versus the falsehood in the most clear and evident and explicit and transparent way. ولهذا قال فهم معرضون. That's why he said verily that, but they are turning away. Now here's an important point. So far we've discussed how many things used in da'wah. You guys remember from yesterday, right? First of all, the concept of لا يسألوا عما يفعل وهم يسألون. And then before that, the logical argument against the atheists. And now we will use this to also give da'wah to everybody, Muslims and non-Muslims. Anytime anybody makes a claim about Islam, all you have to do is say, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Say, produce your proof if you are truthful. Anytime someone tells you this is halal, this is haram, this is makruh, this is mustahab, this is mubah, this or that, any subject matter of the religion, you have the right to say to this person, produce your proof if you are truthful. And if they're unable to produce their proofs, then you don't have to accept it. You do not have to accept it. So someone forwards you a message, something attributed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Tamam? And there's no reference. It doesn't say it was narrated by Abu Huraira, collected in Bukhari and Muslim, hadith number, chapter number, nothing. Just a quotation. You have the right to ask that person, the sender, yo, what's the proof for this? What's the reference for this? What's the evidence? If they cannot produce it, then you don't accept it. Any Jew, any Christian, any Hindu says this or that about God. Say, what is your proof? Give me the proof. Everything has to be supported with proof and evidence. Otherwise, this world will be chaos. Imagine if you're sitting at work and your colleague comes and says, yo, tomorrow it's a day off. Tomorrow we're not working. We don't have to come to the office. If you didn't follow this protocol of like, dude, what's the evidence? Show me an email from HR. If you were just like, oh, okay. And then you go home the next day, you're going to get fired within like a few weeks of working in the company because you're so gullible, right? Because you're supposed to, you're required to ask for proof. Man, what are you talking about? Who said that? When did they say it? Where did they say it? So our religion is one based on proof, not based on I think, I feel, which is the paradigm that the majority of Muslims today operate from. They operate from a paradigm of I think, I feel, I think, I think together. I think so much all the time. Or I feel this way. Now you feel this way, Habibi. It's beautiful that you have feelings. How cute that you have feelings and that you have thoughts. Wonderful. But the religion is not about what you think and what you feel. The religion is about قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Produce your proof if you are truthful. And if they cannot supply you with proof, then rejection. It will be rejected just like an MBA block by big guys under the basket. You reject it and you don't accept it. طيب. وَلَمَّا حَوَّلَ تَعَالَى عَلَى ذِكْرِ الْمُتَقَدِّمِينَ وَأَمَرَ بِالرُّجُوعِ إِلَيْهَا فِي بَيَانِ هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ بَيَّنَهَا أَتَمُّ تَبِيِّنٍ فِي قَوْلِهِ. And when Allah Azza wa Jal reverted us back to the mention of the earlier generations, He commanded us to go back to it in our clarification of the subject matter, and then He clarified it in the best way possible. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. This is very, very important. Where is it? And we have not sent before you any messenger except that we reveal to him that there's no deity worthy of worship except me, so worship me. فَكُلُّ الرُّسُلُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مَعْ كُتُبِهِمْ زُبْدَةُ رِسَالَتِهِمْ وَأَصْلُهَا الْأَمْرُ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبَيَانُ أَنَّهُ إِلَهُ الْحَقِّ الْمَعْبُودُ وَأَنَّ عِبَادَةَ مَا سِوَاهُ بَاطِلَةٌ. So all of the messengers that were sent before you, with all the scriptures, the crux and the gist of their message and its foundation and fundamental was the commandment to worship Allah alone and to clarify that He's the only deity worthy of worship and that the worship of anything else is false. So why is this ayah important in da'wah? Because this is what we say to every Christian and to every Muslim who's fallen into shirk. When we try to highlight tawheed, they say, bro, you're making a big fuss out of tawheed. We say, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِ إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. No messenger was sent except that he was trying to establish tawheed. So the first major role of every messenger was not khilafah, was not establishing a state, was not establishing this and that. The first and the most important thing that they strove for was to establish La ilaha illallah. Everything else, if it came, it was secondary. Everything else, if it even came into the picture, it was secondary. The fundamental reason behind it is La ilaha illallah. That shows you the importance of Tawheed and the importance of you understanding what La ilaha illallah means, what it entails, because that is the core message of not just the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rather every messenger before him. Tamam? But now we're going to see what they say. Tfaddal ya Mus'ab, ayah number 26.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا سبحانه بل عباد مكرمون لا يسبقونه بالقول وهم بأمره يعملون يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى وهم من خشيته مشفقون ومن يقل منهم إني إله من دونه فذلك نجزيه جهنم كذلك نجزي الظالمين
بارك الله فيك. And they say the Most Merciful has taken a son, exalted is he, rather they are but honored servants. They cannot precede him in a word, and they act by his command. He knows what is presently before them and what will be after them. And they cannot intercede except on behalf of one whom he approves. And they from fear of him are apprehensive. And whoever of them should say, indeed, I am a god besides him, that one we would recompense with hell. Thus do we recompense the wrongdoers. يخبر تعالى عن سفاهة المشركين المكذبين للرسول. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about the feeble-mindedness of the polytheists who belied the messenger. وَأَنَّهُمْ زَعَمُوا قَبَّحَهُمُ اللَّهِ And that they claim, may Allah make them ugly. أَنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَ وَلَدًا They claim that Allah Azza wa Jal has taken a son. فَقَالُوا So they said, الْمَلَائِكَةُ بَنَاتُ اللَّهِ They said, the angels are the daughters of Allah. تَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَنْ قَوْلِهِمْ Exalted is Allah above their statement. وأخبر عن وصف الملائكة بأنهم عبيد مربوبون مدبرون. And Allah told us about the state of the angels is that they are slaves who are under His lordship and under His arrangement of their affairs. ليس لهم من الأمر شيء. They have no involvement in any affair. وإنما هم مكرمون عند الله. Except that they are honored by Allah. قد ألزمهم الله. Allah عز وجل has basically, I don't know what is intended here. Let me see the footnote. فلا قد في باء فلا ألزمهم الله. طيب وصيرهم من عبيدي الله أعلم. I can't grasp this word right now. قد ألزمهم الله وصيرهم من عبيدي كرامته ورحمته. And Allah عز وجل made them among the slaves based on His nobleness and His mercy. وذلك لما خصهم به من الفضائل والتطهير عن الرذائل. And that is because of what Allah Azza wa Jal has specifically granted them of virtues and purifying them from all types of lowliness. وأنهم في غاية الأدب مع الله والامتثال أمره. And they have the highest etiquette and manners with Allah in following His commands. لا يسبقونه بالقول أي لا يقولون قولا مما يتعلق بتدبير المملكة حتى يقول الله. Meaning they don't say a single word in regards to the arrangement of the kingdom until Allah says, لِكَمَالِ أَدَبِهِمْ وَعِلْمِهِمْ بِكَمَالِ حِكْمَتِي وَعِلْمِهِ Because of the completeness of their manners and their knowledge about Allah's ultimate wisdom and knowledge. وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ أَيْ مَهْمَا أَمَرَهُمْ امْتَثَلُوا لِأَمْرِهِ Whatever Allah commands them, they fulfill the command. وَمَهْمَا دَبَّرَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ And whatever He arranges for them in terms of their affairs, فَعَلُوهُ They execute. فلا يعصونه طرفة عين. They don't disobey him not even the blink of an eye. ولا يكون لهم عمل بأهواء أنفسهم دون أمر الله. And they have no deeds which fall under their following of their desires without them fulfilling the command of Allah. ومع هذا, yet in spite of that, فالله قد أحاط به علمه. Allah عز وجل has encompassed them with His knowledge. فعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. He knows what is presently in front of them and what will come. أي أمورهم الماضية والمستقبلية والمستقبلة. He knows their past and their future. فلا خروج لهم عن علمه. They cannot escape His knowledge. كما لا خروج لهم عن أمره وتدبيره. Just like they have no escape from His command and His arrangement. ومن جزئيات وصفهم بأنهم لا يسبقونه بالقول أنهم لا يشفعون لأحد بدون إذنه ورضاه. And under one of the parts of their description that they do not precede him in a statement is that they also do not intercede to anyone except after his permission and his pleasure. فإذا أذن لهم وارتضى, so if he gives them the permission and he's pleased, من يشفعون فيه شفعوا فيه, to the one that he allows them to intercede for, then they will intercede. ولكنه تعالى لا يرضى من القول والعمل, however, him, the exalted, is not pleased with any statement or action, إلا ما كان خالصا لوجهه متبعا فيه الرسول, except that which was sincerely for him, his face, and following the way of his messenger, صلى الله على آله, صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. وهذه الآية من أدلة إثبات الشفاعة. Here's another ayah for دعوة. This ayah is used to affirm the validity or the belief in intercession. وأن الملائكة يشفعون, and that the angels will also intercede. وهم من خشيته مشفقون, أي خائفون وجلون. And yet those angels are scared and apprehensive. قد خضعوا لجلاله. They're in a state of submissiveness and humbleness before his majesty. وعنت وجوههم لعزته, لعزه وجماله, and their faces are lowered because of his might and his beauty سبحانه وتعالى. فلما بين أنه لا حق لهم في الألوهية, after Allah explained that they have no share, no right in divinity, ولا يستحقون شيئا من العبودية بما وصفهم به من الصفات المقتدية لذلك, and that they have no part and no share in lordship either based on what Allah described them with, ذكر أيضا أنه لا حظ لهم ولا بمجرد دعوة. Allah further said that they have no, not even a claim. They don't even make a claim. وأن من قال منهم, and that whoever among them were to say, إني إله من دون الله على سبيل الفرض والتنزل. If one of them, for the sake of argument, for hypothetically speaking, were to say that I am a god besides Allah, Allah says, in case, and that never happened, and it didn't happen, فذلك نجزيه جهنم كذلك نجزي الظالمين. وأي ظلم أعظم من ادعاء المخلوق الناقص الفقير إلى الله من جميع الوجوه مشاركته الله في خصائص الإلهية والربوبية. What greater oppression is the oppression of this, the claim of the created, the deficient, the poor to Allah in every respect, to claim that he is sharing with Allah some of the attributes of divinity or lordship. يعني it's ludicrous for anyone to make this claim. تفضل يا مصعب.
أولم يرى الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, I you need to understand this class may be one of the most important classes for the one who wants to get involved in da'wah. Almost every ayah or every other ayah is one of the fundamental foundational principles that we use in da'wah. Here we're going to go into another discussion. And this has to do with, the Big Bang and the atheists in particular. Have those who disbelieve not considered that the heavens and the earth were a joint entity? And we separated them and made from water every living thing, then will they not believe? أي أولم ينظر هؤلاء الذين كفروا بربهم وجحدوا الإخلاص له في العبودية ما يدلهم دلالة مشاهدة على أنه الرب المحمود الكريم المعبود. Meaning, do they not look, those who have disbelieved in their Lord and have disdained sincerity to him in Lord in servitude, what guides them, the clear guidance that he is the Lord who's praised, who's generous, and who's deserving of worship. فيشاهدون السماء والأرض, so they look at the skies and the earth. فيجدونهما رتقا, هذا ليس فيه سحاب ولا مطر, وهذه هامدة ميتة لا نبات فيها. So they look at the sky, they see that there is no clouds therein and no rain, and they look at the earth, they see that it's also silent and docile, and there's no vegetation in them. ففتقناهما, so we split them. According to this interpretation, of course, we will discuss it in a bit. السماء بالمطر, meaning we split open the heavens with rain. والأرض بالنبات, and we split open the earth with vegetation. أليس الذي أوجد في السماء السحاب بعد أن كان الجو صافيا لا قزعة فيه is not the one who created or caused a cloud to appear in the sky after the it was a clear day. Not even a single cloud was there. وأودع فيه الماء الغزير, and then he placed in this cloud abundance of water. ثم ساقه إلى بلد ميت, then he guided it and sent it to a dead land. قد غبرت أرجاؤه وقحط عنه ماءه, it had been deprived of water, and there was what do you call it when there's قحط, famine, there's like famine and no rain. فأمطره فيها, then Allah caused the rain to fall therein. فاهتزت وتحركت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج مختلفا الأنواع متعدد المنافع. Then the earth moved and it grew vegetation of every different beautiful kinds and pairs and couples with different types and different benefits. أليس ذلك دليلا على أنه الحق وما سواه باطل? Is this not an evidence that it is the truth and anything besides that is false? وأنه محي الموتى, and that he is one who will cause the dead to come to life, وأنه الرحمن الرحيم, and he is the gracious, the merciful. ولهذا قال أفلا يؤمنون أي إيمانا صحيحا ما فيه شك ولا شرك. That, and so they don't, should they not believe, meaning the proper belief that has absolutely no doubt and no associated partners with it. Now, the Sheikh has given you the classical, traditional tafsir of the earliest scholars. Now, in modern day, this ayah is also used to prove the Big Bang theory having its basis in the Quran. And as we have said many times before, brothers and sisters, you have to be very careful when you give da'wah using what they call scientific evidences from the Quran. And the reason why, because the Quran is not a book of science. The Quran is not a book of science. ولكن يستأنس بذلك. However, you could find some comfort or some support or something that you can refer to gently to prove to someone that is fascinated with science that the Quran actually has those foundations established in it. But we don't want to put all our eggs in one basket, because if you were to say that this is the ultimate way and this is what it is, and then later on science disproves itself as it has done many times in the past, and something that was a fact became a theory or vice versa, they're going to turn around and say, hey, you said that the Quran said this, but this turned out to be a fallacy. This turned out to be a false information, and it's not a scientific fact. So now you wind up degrading the value and the authenticity of the Quran in an effort to try to prove to the disbelievers that the Quran has miracles. So when you come to this issue, we can use this as a supporting evidence, but we don't base our da'wah on this. But when they say, look, man, the Big Bang is something that is scientifically established, and the universe was all one entity, and then there was the Big Bang, and then we have what we have, we say, subhanAllah, this is explicitly what the Quran says. Allah says, do those who disbelieve not see that the heavens and the earth were a single entity? فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا, so we ripped them open. We separated them. And we created from water everything that is alive. That's another evidence that we know now scientifically that we're primarily made of water. Human beings are primarily made of water. Almost all creatures are made primarily of water. And Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have made from water every living thing. So those are things which we use to attract the atheist, to attract the Christian, to attract the non-Muslim. But we don't want to base everything on them, just in case there was a change in science, then you don't wind up looking bad and then belittling the book of Allah. Because Allah did not reveal this as a biology book or a physics book or a chemistry book. It is a book of guidance. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So be careful of trying to go overboard and using science or using the Quran to support all types of scientific evidences. You always mention, you know, you have to qualify that statement. So when I give da'wah, I say, look, there's something like this mentioned in the Quran. And I don't say this conclusively, because I say to the people, the Quran is not a book of science. However, it is amazing that this was mentioned in the Quran. And one of the meanings that we can understand today actually applies to what you call today a scientific fact. But you can see that the scholars had a different classical interpretation for these ayat, because back then they might have not known some of these scientific discoveries that we know today. ثُمَّ عَدَّدَ تَعَالَى الْأَدِلَّ الْأُفُقِيَّةِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the signs pertaining to the, you know, the skies. فَقَالَ, so Allah said, تفضل يا مصعب.
وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَن تَمِيدَ بِهِمْ وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا فِجَاجًا سُبُلًا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُعْرِضُونَ وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ.
Allah further says, interpretation of the meaning in English, and we placed within the earth firmly set mountains, lest it should shift with them. And we made therein mountain passes as roads as they might be, that they might be guided. And we made the sky a protected ceiling, but they from its signs are turning away. And it is He who created the night and the day and the sun and the moon. All heavenly bodies in an orbit are swimming. The Sheikh says, Rahimallah, أي ومن الأدلة على قدرته وكماله ووحدانيته. One of the evidences about Allah's ability and perfection and His oneness, ورحمته and His mercy, أنه لما كانت الأرض لا تستقر إلا بالجبال, that when the earth would not remain stable unless they were mountains, أرساها بها. Allah Azza wa Jal made the earth firm via these mountains. وأوتدها لألا تميد بالعباد. And Allah Azza wa Jal made it firm so that it doesn't shift with the slaves upon it. And that's why al-watad is like the nail that you put when you put a tent, when you put a tent and you kind of nail the edges of it so that it remains in its place. This is the similitude or the term used to exemplify and explain the idea of the mountains being like awtad on earth. أي لألا تضطرب, so that it doesn't shake. فَلَا يَتَمَكَّنُ الْعِبَادُ مِنَ السُّكُونِ فِيهَا وَلَا حَرْثِهَا وَلَا الْإِسْتِقْرَارَ بِهَا. If that wasn't the case, then the slaves would not be able to remain they have tranquility and peace upon this earth, nor will they be able to have any agriculture, nor will they be able to reside upon it. فَأَرْسَاهَا بِالْجِبَالِ. Allah then made it firm with these mountains. فَحَصَلَ بِسَبَبِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَصَالِحِ وَالْمَنَافِعِ مَا حَصَلَ. So because of that, we got all types of benefits accordingly. وَلَمَّا كَانَتِ الْجِبَالُ الْمُتَّصِلُ بعضها ببعض قد اتصلت اتصالا كثيرا جدا. And when some of the mountains that were connected to each other, they were connected so much. فلو بقيت بحالها جبالا شامخات وقللا باذخات, if it would to remain in its original condition of being these high high mountains and just like basically erect like skyscrapers basically, but on a mountain level, not on a building, لتعطل الاتصال بين كثير من البلدان. There would have been an interruption of a connection between many countries. فمن حكمة الله ورحمته أن جعل بين تلك الجبال فجاجا سبلا. From the wisdom of Allah and His mercy that He made between these mountains these paths. أي طرقا سهلة لا حزنة, meaning it's an easy path that you can travel upon. فلعلهم يهتدون إلى الوصول إلى مطالبهم من البلدان. Perhaps they will be guided to arrive at their needs in these countries. ولعلهم يهتدون بالاستدلال بذلك على وحدانية المنان. And perhaps they will also use the same path to be guided about the oneness of the bestower of favors. وجعلنا السماء سقفا للأرض التي أنتم عليها. And we made the sky a ceiling to the earth that you're upon. محفوظا من السقوط, protected from falling on you. إن الله يمسك السماوات والأرض أن تزولا. As Allah says in another ayah, verily Allah holds the heavens and the earth that they should move or go away or fall on you. محفوظا أيضا من استراق الشياطين لسمع. It's also protected from the devils being able to overhear the conversations that happen between the angels. وهم عن آياتها معرضون, yet in spite of that, أي غافلون لهن. Regarding those many signs of the sky, subhanallah al-azim, the people are heedless and distracted. وهذا عام في جميع آيات السماء. And this is general regarding all of the signs of the skies. من علوها, meaning the sign of its loftiness and transcendence. وسعتها, its vastness. وعظمتها, its greatness. ولونها الحسن, and its beautiful color. Subhanallah. وإتقانها العجيب, and its perfect precision. يعني Allah عز وجل was so precise and concise in how He constructed this heavens. وغير ذلك من المشاهد, and other scenery that you see فيها من الكواكب الثوابت والسيارات, such as stars that are fixed or others that are moving. وشمسها وقمرها النيرات, and also its sun and the moon, the illuminating sun and moon, المتولد عنهما الليل والنهار, which cause and as a result of that you have the night and the day, the night and the day, وكونهما دائما في فلكهما سابحين, the fact that they're constantly swimming in their orbit, وكذلك النجوم, similarly the stars, oh the other one was the planets, right, the planets for الكواكب, now the stars, فتقوم بسبب ذلك منافع العباد من الحر والبرد والفصول. And because of the stars, then we get all types of benefits for the slaves, such as hot and cold and different seasons. وَيَعْرِفُونَ حِسَابَ عِبَادَتِهِمْ وَمُعَامَلَاتِهِمْ. And because of that, we know the calculation of our worship and our transactions. وَيَسْتَرِحُونَ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ وَيَهْدَأُونَ وَيَسْكُنُونَ. And then they relax in their night and they feel at peace. وَيَنْتَشِرُونَ فِي نَهَارِهِمْ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي مَعَيْشِهِمْ. And during the day, they go about handling their business and seeking their livelihood. كل هذه الأمور إذا تدبرها اللبيب وأمعن فيها النظر. All of these matters, if this smart person, if the intelligent person, person reflects on it and he pays close attention to it, جزم جزما لا شك فيه أن الله جعلها مؤقتة في وقت معلوم إلى أجل محتوم. This person will know for sure that Allah has made it until a precise, this prescribed time that will eventually and inevitably come. يقضي العباد منها مآربهم, the slaves will benefit you know from right now from this from the heavens, وتقوم بها منافعهم, and they get all types of you know benefits from it, وليستمتعوا وينتفعوا, and so they may be pleased, they may get pleasure and benefits from that. Again, the term benefit mentioned many times in different formats. ثم بعد هذا ستزول, after all this it will perish. وتضمحل ويفنيها الذي أوجدها, and it will go away and disappear and be disintegrated by the one who brought it into existence in the first place. ويسكنها الذي حر ويسكنها الذي حركها, and he will make it, cause it to be calm and not moving, the one who caused it to be moving right now. وينتقل المكلفون إلى دار غير هذه الدار. And then those who have been made responsible, the human beings and the jinn, will be shifted to another abode than the current abode. يجدون فيها جزاء أعمالهم كاملا موفرا. They will find the recompense for their deeds in full-fledged, complete and available. ويعلم أن المقصود من هذه الدار أن تكون مزرعة لدار القرار. Then the person will understand that the objective behind this abode, that it is a place of planting for the, it's a place of investment basically, and sowing, so you can reap the fruits in the darul qarar and the abode of permanence. وأنها منزل سفر لا محل إقامة, and that is merely a place that you of a journey when you travel, it is not your residence. This earth and the skies are not your permanent residence, they are temporary. تفضل يا مصعب.
وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد أفإن مت فهم الخالدون كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون.
And we did not grant to any man before you eternity on earth. So if you die, would they be eternal? Every soul will taste death, and we test you with evil and with good as trial, and to us you will be returned. Very profound ayat, and I'm sure by now you are amazed by Surah Al-Anbiya. You should be amazed by the profound nature and the deep lessons that are in Surah Al-Anbiya, and they're all one after the other. Subhanallah al-Azim, one after the other. Profound, 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 deep, 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 that no human being can come up with. No human being can deliver and articulate the speech in this manner except the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of mankind. Only the creator can bring a speech like this. We cannot. Deliver all these profound messages in this manner. Subhanallah. لما كان أعداء الرسول صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم يقولون تربصوا به ريب المنون. When the enemies of the Prophet ﷺ used to say, wait until death basically takes him. قال الله تعالى هذا طريق مسلوك ومعبد منهوك. Allah said, this is a path that has been traveled upon, and it's one that has been exhausted by those who were before you. فَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لِبَشَرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مُحَمَّدٍ الْخُلْدَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We have not made any human being before you, O Muhammad, have eternity on earth in this worldly life. And so that's, again, evidence that Al-Khadr is not alive, as some Sufis claim, right? Some Sufis claim that the Khadr is still alive. So this is an evidence that no one before him had lived. And so that doesn't add up. فَإِذَا مِتَّ So if you die, فَسَبِيلُ أَمْثَالِكَ مِنَ الرُّسُلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالْأَوْلِيَاءُ وَغَيْرِهِمْ So then you will be, if you die, you will be just like all the previous messengers and prophets and the righteous people before you. أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ If you die, they will be the one who will remain. أي فَهَلْ إِذَا مِتَّ خَلَدُوا بَعْدَكَ If you were to die, will they remain for eternity after you? فَلْيَهْنِهِمِ الْخُلُودِ إِذَنْ إِنْ كَانَ So let them enjoy this eternity if it's going to happen. وَلَيْسَ الْأَمْرُ كَذَلِكَ But the matter is not as such. بَلْكُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ Rather, everyone upon this earth will perish. As in Surah Al-Rahman. Excuse me. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ That's what Allah says. Every soul shall taste death. وَهَذَا يَشْمَلُ سَائِرًا نُفُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ And this includes the remaining, all of the souls of the creations. All of the souls of the creation. وَأَنَّ هَذَا كَأْسٌ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ شُرْبِهِ وَإِنْ طَالَ بِالْعَبْدِ الْمَدَى وَعُمِّرَ سِنِينَ And that is a glass, but this is not a glass, but that is a cup or a glass that it's inevitable you will drink. The cup of death. That's the Arab expression, the Arabic expression. It's a type of glass that you must drink. No matter how long you wind up living, and no matter how many years you remain, the bottom line is you're going to die. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَوْجَدَ عِبَادَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا However, Allah Azza wa Jal, He created His slaves in His dunya. وَأَمَرَهُمْ وَنَهَاهُمْ And He commanded them and He prohibited them from things. وَابْتَلَاهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ وَبِالْغِنَى And Allah Azza wa Jal tested them with good and evil. وَبِالْغِنَى وَالْفَقْرِ And with richness and poverty. وَالْعِزَّ وَالذُّلْ And with honor and humiliation. وَالْحَيَاةَ وَالْمَوْتِ And with life and death. فَفِئَةٌ فِتْنَةً مِنْهُ تَعَالَى عَفْوًا As a trial from him. لِيَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا So he may test them who is best indeed. وَمَنْ يُفْتَتَنْ عِنْدَ مَوَاقِعِ الْفِتَنْ وَمَنْ يَنْجُوا And who will be tried and will fall into the trap of the fitna at the times of fitna and who will be saved from it. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ Then to us you will return فَنُجَازِيكُمْ بِعَمَالِكُمْ Then we will recompense you and reward you for your deeds. إِنْ خَيْرًا فَخَيْرٍ If good, then you will see good. وَإِنْ شَرًّا فَشَرٍ And if you've put forth evil, then you will see evil. الْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ And your Lord is never to oppress his slaves. And وَهَذِهِ الْآيَةَ تَدُلُّ عَلَى بُطْلَانِ مَنْ يَقُولُ بِبَقَاءِ الْخَضْرِ And this ayah is an evidence about the falsehood of those who say that Khadr remained alive, وَأَنَّهُ مُخَلَّدٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا That he will be in the dunya forever. فَهُوَ قَوْلٌ لَا دَلِيلُ عَلَيْهُ وَمُنَاقِدٌ الْأَدِلَّةَ الشَّرْعِيَّةَ There's no evidence that supports that position and it negates the textual evidences. And that is the case with the Sufis, man. The Sufis, أُقْسُمْ بِاللَّهِ They are so full of stories, such nonsensical stories, man. I am amazed. Every now and then, in order to be aware of what the opponents of the Sunnah say, I listen and I watch some of these people in order to be aware of their doubts and know how to reply to them and how to research the matter so I can have the information that I need to give da'wah. And I come across some stuff, wallahi, that I can't even wrap my head around. Yani the guy's telling you the story of the Sheikh and the Murid, you know, when you're a Sheikh and a Sufi and you have a Murid is basically your slave. So instead of you being a slave of Allah, you become a slave of the Sheikh. And supposedly, because of the manners with the Sheikh, you're not allowed to respond to your Sheikh or argue with him or even ask him for an explanation. So this guy, supposedly this one Sheikh, this Arif Billah, the one who knows Allah, supposedly, he told his Murid, look man, I'm going to send you on a journey. You're going to go to the X person. You're going to go and find this one Sheikh. this one sheikh is going to be living in a castle. So the man was thinking, in a castle? How could that be like a one who knows Allah and a sheikh and he lives in a castle? It's supposed to be, because the Sufis are supposed to ascetic, right? The asceticism of the Sufis that they don't want anything from the dunya. And his sheikh was a miskeen, like his sheikh was telling this is a miskeen, poor, poor guy, barely has a place to sleep. He's sending him to another guy, huh? And he said, you will find him in a castle. Then he said, you will find that he will have people under his command. So the guy was thinking to himself, how could, what, this, it's not adding up. He said, he's very rich. La ilaha illallah. So supposedly the guy wants to tell the sheikh, ya sheikh, how can this guy be, you know, arif billah, someone who knows Allah, and yet he has all this, but because of the manners with the sheikh, because he's a murid, he does not have the bravery to even ask. Anyways, he kept describing him with things that couldn't add up for someone who's truly, yani, who's humble and who knows Allah. But anyways, because he's an obedient slave of a sheikh, he said, "Abshir ya sheikh," and I'm gonna go. He went over there. He saw exactly as that his sheikh described. The guy has people under him, has this carriage, money everywhere. He's going around on these fancy carriages and the 5-6 horses, and the guy is chilling. He said, he looked at him, said, my sheikh, fulan gives you the salam. He said, wa alayka salam, wa alayhi salam, wa dri'ish. He said, give advice to your sheikh that he needs to remove the dunya. He needs to remove his love for the dunya from his heart. So the guy was like, what the heck? My sheikh is like sleeping on the floor and you're sitting here with the dunya all over you. And then you're the one who has the audacity to go and give him advice. So he wanted to snap, but because he's obedient to the sheikh, he couldn't open his mouth. So he went back to his sheikh and told him, ya sheikh, wallah al-azim, this guy was this and that and that. Then he has an nerve to say about you that you need to remove the dunya from your heart. Oh, his sheikh started crying. Said, ya sheikh, why are you crying? He said, wallahi, Allah gave him information. Allah inspired him. He knows the unseen. He was able, through his knowledge and intellect, to have access to my heart. Even though you see him with all this stuff, all this dunya is not in his heart. But for me, even though you see me poor, every now and then, my heart longs for the dunya. So he was able to spot the disease that I have in my heart. That's why he gave his nasiha. Ya sheikh, ikhrab baytak, ikhrab baytu, ikhrab bayt, baytak u baytu, bayt illi jabukum kullukum. Ya hubul intu. What kind of stupidity is this? And what kind of nonsense is this? And this is the guy. And no, this guy, Ali Habib al-Jifri, all he's saying this and the people are crying. Like the people are crying. He's crying. And the audience crying. Everybody, ah, Sheikh, Qasam Billah, with this cane go bam, bam on everybody. Ah, that's Sufism for you, man. You don't say anything to the Sheikh. If you see a sheikh drinking alcohol, you say to yourself, no, this is Pepsi. You see him fornicating, say, no, this is me having an illusion. This is how they make you worship a human being who's wicked. For the most part, all of these people are wicked. Ala kulli hal, with this, inshallah, we conclude because I wanted to finish it with that interesting story. Bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal, if we remain alive and healthy tomorrow, we will continue with the discussion on Surah Al-Anbiya. We will switch swiftly to your Q&A. Let's hope that today will not be as crazy as yesterday. You never know. All righty then. Yalla ya Shaykh, Shaykha. Can I move to an apartment and go to a state university or a dorm, or do I have to stay with my family or obligatory to make hijrah? Relax about the English. I was born in America. Zakallah khair. Well, if you're born in America, that should be more of a reason why your English should be better than mine. So how am I supposed to relax about it when you were born in America? That's a contradictory statement. If you said, I'm not American, English is not my first language, we say, okay, no problem, brother. Mashallah, jazakallah khair, you've made an effort. But you're saying that I have to relax about your English all while you were born in America? You need to dip yourself in a bucket of water, bro. Anyways, can I have moved to an apartment and go to a state university or dorm, or do I have to stay with my family? Wallahi, it's better for, I mean, I cannot answer this question. Are you able to make hijrah? If you're able to make hijrah, get out. If you cannot, and it's better to stay with your family than live in a dorm. When you live in a dorm, معناتها you're living with males and females and monkeys and bananas and gorillas and everything. Everybody's going to be there. It's the worst environment you could be in. So of course, I don't advise you to go to a dorm and stay in a university away from your family where you're going to be exposed to fitna, ya Faisal. Next. Adil is in the house. Is a salah mat from the sunnah or is it something the people brought into the deen? The salah mat is not, look, it's a little strange. There are evidences that Prophet ﷺ dedicated an area for prayer, and it's not necessarily a prayer mat, like a dedicated prayer mat. You could use a prayer mat, by the way, because you want يعني a place of tahara to pray on, but make sure that it does not have the decoration. The bid'ah of the prayer mat is actually primarily in the masjid. They have Kaaba on it, they have a masjid on it, all kinds of decorations. So it becomes a source of distraction during the salah. So personally, I use a prayer mat. I'm not really a big fan of it, but I would use it sometimes. And when I use it, I have the plain one that has a single color and no distraction whatsoever. Now, next. Dinizr, is it wajib to make sajda tilawa while reciting Quran? What is the right way of doing it? No, it is not wajib to do sujood when reciting the Quran. It is a recommended act of worship. How to do it? You get up, you say Allahu Akbar, you go down sujood, and you praise Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you supplicate and do whatever you want, and then you make takbir and you're done. How to respond to someone who says there's no hijrah in our time? By saying, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. That's what we learned today, right, MS? Few years ago, I had watched a video of NAK explaining the beauty of verses from Ayat al-Kursi. Is it considered philosophy? Did the righteous predecessors also understand verse of Quran like this? Yu'man Ali Khan is in his own world, and he gets all types of nonsense from every type of mufassir, and he put them all in one plate, and then he mixes them like a spaghetti, then he gives it to you to eat. So you can't take him seriously and cannot explain, you cannot accept his explanation. And yes, a lot of the stuff that he says is just philosophical and nonsensical. Some of the things are sound, some of them are not sound. Obviously, you will not know how to differentiate between them. So you should not listen to him, nor should you take his tafsir. There's plenty of mufassirin who explained Ayat al-Kursi. You are in no need of Nu'man Ali Khan in any way, shape, or form. May Allah guide us and guide him to the truth. Ameen, Ya Rab. I wanted to know, in your experience in da'wah, how do you deal with the crazy doubts and fancy terminologies that some people throw to your heart? By blocking them. I'm a good defender. I play basketball. Probably my strongest skill is defense. So anytime someone does something silly like this, I just block it off. I don't care, yani. I'm a strange individual, so I'm a little blunt. I'm too blunt and too outspoken, and I'm not intimidated easily, alhamdulillah. So it's just a matter of the character. My character is one where you cannot intimidate me. You know, you throw a punch, I'll throw 15 kicks. So I don't know. I can't give you advice, really. It's just the way I am. Next. Studying the philosophy of science haram, not philosophy and religion. I am not talking about philosophy improving Islam, but rather refuting atheism and different laws of science. I would say it's something that you don't need. You can only study this if you're well grounded in Islamic knowledge, you have proper knowledge of aqidah, you have a great understanding of Islam, and then there's a benefit in that, then you could do so, but that is not recommended at all. If you ask me, stay away from this. You could do just fine without it, inshallah. Next. Who are the Khawarij? Can you give me a brief summary? What are your tips for worship in the last 10 days of Ramadan? Can I make dua after Tarweeh prayer? Jama'at al-Khair, every day you ask the same questions, Ya Hamza. Hamza, the Khawarij are a group of people that started at the time of the Prophet alayhi salam, and their leader was Abdullah ibn Sabah. Abdullah ibn Sabah is the founder of the, whatchamacallit, the Shia. Dhul Khuwaisira, his name is Dhul Khuwaisira. He's a man who said to Prophet ﷺ, "I'adil ya Muhammad, fa inna kalam ta'adil." Be just, O Muhammad, because you were not just. Prophet ﷺ said that they will come from him many people that will read the Quran, but but they will basically not understand it. It will not go beyond their collarbone, and they would exit Islam like the arrow exits the bow, and it doesn't return to it. And he called them the dogs of the hellfire, and he said if he were alive when they become widespread, he will kill them like Allah killed the people of Ad. So those are the Khawarij. So their main quality is that they pass takfir against Muslims who commit major sins. For them, if you commit a major sin, you've left Islam. And they're obsessed for the most part with declaring the leaders to be kuffar and then wanting to fight them and remove them from rulership. These are some of their traits and qualities. I've talked about them in many other lectures. I don't know what the titles are. What are your tips for the worship of 10 days of Ramadan? Akhi, whatever makes life easy for you. You can answer this question better than me. You know what suits you. Have a variety. Diversify your worship so that you don't get tired or bored. And yes, you can make dua after Taraweeh for the millionth time, but it's better for you to make dua during Taraweeh. Ya akhi, make dua in the sujood and make dua in the qunut. Why do you want to make dua after Taraweeh? Why? Why do you want to make dua after Taraweeh? That's like someone goes to the haram and they're standing in front of the Kaaba and then they don't make dua. Then when they leave on the way out while they're eating a burger, they make dua. Like, Akhi Ma, you were right in front of the Kaaba. This is the right time to make dua. And now you're right in Taraweeh, in sujood. Make dua in sujood. You will finish, then you want to make dua. The Prophet ﷺ didn't make dua after Taraweeh. So don't make dua after Taraweeh, ya Shaykh. Thank you for today's lesson. My question, can we do hijrah to Turkey? I don't know. Turkey is doing better than many other countries, but still there are issues over there, honestly. And so I'm not in a position right now to, I'm not confident enough to say that you could. Allahu A'lam. I've been to Turkey many times and I've seen good and I've seen a lot of corruption as well. I haven't seen a country where people smoke more than Turkey. That's not a big deal per se, but yeah, it's problematic. But usually the Ottoman and the trend of Islam that they follow is pro-Sufism, not exactly upon the way of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so it becomes a problem. Ya Tayba, Ya'ami, calm down. They're going in the same order. Ya Sheikha, calm down. And the order received, your question will come, inshallah. Don't spam by telling me every 3 seconds, answer my question, please. Yalla. Look at this, Rawan Neil. Allah yakhrab bayt shaitanak, ya Sheikh. Yalla, angil'a. Next. I heard an imam say that the Aqidah of Al-Sunnah is that the blessed grave of the Prophet is more noble, greater than the Arsh of Allah. Wow! Since it contains the body of the Prophet. Your thoughts? This is absurd. This is absurd. Astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayhi. Allahu Akbar. That's a great... You have no way to prove that. This is all just subjective. That's his opinion. This opinion of his, how can he prove it? How can he prove it from the Quran and the Sunnah? Tell him, as we learned earlier today, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. I wasn't talking about you, ya Hamza. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Next. Can we take knowledge from a channel known as Smile to Jannah? I don't know this channel, Habibi. I don't know this channel. I don't know what they contain. So I'm not in a position to tell you whether you can or cannot take knowledge from there. Baba, I'm not sure. I'm sorry. With all due respect to you, I cannot take this as authentic information right now without verifying on my own. Do I have to stop with my word of Quran when I get my menses? Absolutely not. Your menses prevents you from fasting. It prevents you from praying. It does not prevent you from reading the Quran. It prevents you from touching the Quran without a barrier. But once you have alternatives such as using a cloth or it's on your phone or your tablet or on a PC, then you can by all means continue to recite the Quran all the time. Now. Is it permissible to make up missed fast of Ramadan with the voluntary Monday, Thursday fast? Yes, it is. But you have to intend. You have to intend to be whatchamacallit. Oh, I pressed this by mistake, guys. Sorry. You have to intend to make up the fasts. Now, next. I clicked show the comment of Ibrahim. Just skip it and go to the next one. Sorry, guys. Hello? If someone listens to a hadith and thinks it sounds weak and inauthentic and is doubtful if it is true, later he gets to know it's authentic and says he believes because it's authentic, he has committed kufr? No. But next time you need to slow your roll and don't place yourself as a judge about the authenticity or the lack of authenticity based on your whims and your understanding and your limited knowledge. Don't. Just be neutral until you can verify whether it's authentic or not. Now, sorry for another marriage question. Ya Sheikh, Allah yazawjak arba' yufukkana mink. What do you do if I think the wali will think the age is too young? What to say to convince? Habibi, obviously the fact that you're asking me these questions, ya Ibrahim, already proves that you're not ready to get married. Yani, a person who's ready to get married should be able to at least figure out the basics of life. If you don't have enough life experience to even deal with this, you want me to help you, that I'm telling you, you're not ready to get married. Sorry. Marriage is a big responsibility. You're bringing a woman into your life that you have to look after. So put this marriage on hold until you've grown up and matured and learned about life, where you know how to, you know, ask your own questions or convince people on your own, and you don't need me to, you know, spoon feed you what to say. Yani, if I tell you what to say and then the wali asks you another question, what are you going to say? Wait a second, let me just make a phone call. Abu Musab, help! The wali asked me, how old am I? Do I tell him? I'm going to hang up the phone on you, ya Sheikh. Qasam billah al-azim. Next. I heard an imam say, hey, we did this already. Yeah, moderator, let me just put this ridiculous claim of the Sufis in my religion, in my region. One claimed the Sheikh memorized the Quran even before it was revealed to the Prophet. Ya Sheikh, uqsum billah al-azim, those people, man. Whatever they smoke, it must be some good stuff. Huh? Some fancy herbs. Sheesh. Rowan Neal, how can we block someone and they come back a million times? Allah yakhrab baytak ya Rowan. I blocked him. Yalla, next. Abu Musab, finally, how many wives do you have and are you planning to take more on board? Oppa! Oppa, oppa, ya oppa. This is the explosive question. I currently have only one wife. And as for the plans to take any on board, there are no current plans. Now, how many sunnah prayers are there before or after the compulsory salah? And would the number you have to pray differ whether it is Jumu'ah or not? How many sunnah prayers are there before or after the compulsory salah? There are two before Fajr, four before Dhuhr, two after Dhuhr, two after Maghrib, two after Isha. And it doesn't matter whether you pray in a jama'ah or you pray at home. What is the ruling in using some fancy terminology so we can shake the intellectuals? Well, I mean, how much are you really shaking them? I guess if it does the job, knock yourself out. You know? Yalla. What is the ruling on medicinal marijuana? Haram, as far as I know. As far as I know, it's still prohibited because it's a mukhaddir. Unless a scholar issues a fatwa to the contrary, and I'm not familiar with any fatwa that allows you to smoke weed or to take in, you know, marijuana, whether the THC or whether it is done through eating it or through medicine or whatever. As far as I know, they're all haram. Yalla, ma fi mushkila. Is Imam al-Rabbani a Sufi Muslim? I've been reading books, collected endless bliss, and I just want to make sure if it agrees with the Salaf. I don't know. I don't know who Imam al-Rabbani is. I can't recall right now. Did you read Kutub al-Raqa'iq? What do you recommend for me? Kutub al-Riqaq? I know I have not read it. And what do I recommend for you regarding what? When someone prays sunnah prayer, then fard prayer, do they have to move and to do dhikr? No, they don't have to move to do dhikr. So many questions are redundant. Yeah, Hamza, if you say you didn't spam and you write 15 times that I didn't spam, then you're spamming. You're spamming. It's like you're stabbing someone to death and you're telling them, I didn't stab you. Are you dying? Oh, I'm not. I didn't stab you. Okay, you didn't spam. I apologize. I take it back. The message has been delivered. You guys want to just hurt my feelings. Am I sinful if I watch... Zubala's in the house. Am I sinful if I watch people that attack religion are racist? Yeah, why are you watching? Why are you watching them? Why are you watching people that are attacking the religion are racist? What is the objective? Are you trying to learn their craziness so you could refute them, or you're enjoying it because it's more Zubala that agrees with your name? I don't know. You gotta tell me that. I don't know ahead of time. Next. In Surah Baqarah, verse 286, it says, do not punish us if we forget to make a mistake. Does this verse apply to shirk? If you commit shirk out of mistake, and it's not the type of shirk which is ma'lumun bil... معلوم بالضرورة معلوم من الدين بالضرورة. It's not something that is known in the religion. There's no room for you not to know. Then you have a problem. So the type of shirk is the one where you're completely ignorant. You haven't learned. But some things you're not excused for not knowing. Otherwise, how can you be a Muslim? يلا يا جماعة يلا. Is it permissible to trim the beard if it doesn't connect? No, it is not permissible to trim the beard. For the millionth time, watch my lecture, let it grow with a natural flow. Yo, Muhib Shahzad is in the house. Hala. How to advise siblings to pray? By saying to them, pray. Today in my country, the sun rose without rays. Does that possibly mean last night was the night of decree? Yes. Do you have a tazkiyah from a sheikh? Tazkiyah min al-shuyukh? No. It depends on who you mean by a sheikh. Yani, what kind of sheikh would you like? Of course, I have many tazkiyat. I have many tazkiyat from people that you don't have necessarily know. Do you know all the mashayikh in the world? You don't. But you want me to tell you, like Sheikh Fawzan, for example, Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen told me, Abu Mus'ab, please go and give da'wah to the Muslims and the ummah. I don't have that kind of tazkiyah. Yalla. My sheikh said you talk in a talk that it is haram to do hajj because the imams there are deviant. What is your opinion? My opinion is that your sheikh is deviant. People used to say Uthman and Ali death with the Khawarij to justify unity on a falsehood. They say that Uthman and Ali were lenient with them and were soft on them and they coexisted. What would be your response? I have no response. Okay, that's what they say. They're entitled to their opinion. Are you allowed to lie if people ask you too many questions that are private? No. You can just tell them, mind your business. Don't talk to me. Don't ask me no personal questions. I ain't gonna answer none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm Abu Usama al-Dhahabi right now. Sheikh, my beloved Sheikh Abu Usama al-Dhahabi. Abu Mus'ab, I love you. Sheikh, how are you handsome? How? First of all, I'm not handsome. Second of all, what kind of question is this? Yani, what do you expect me to say? Wallahi, when I was a little kid, I was given many choices in terms of what I wanted to look like, and I had a good style, so I went and selected this kind. Well, I mean, how am I supposed to answer this, man? If you think I look good, Jazakallah khair, ask Allah to bless me. Like, ask Allah to bless you, and it's all the bounty of Allah. I don't agree with you, but it's Allah's bounty. What a silly question. Next time, don't approve something so silly like this. Yeah, Fadi games. Allah, you're playing games, wallah. What does ikra baytakh mean? Ikrah baytakh? What in the world is that? Ikrah baytakh? Ikhrib baytak? Ah, ikhrib baytak. Yani, may Allah destroy your house. At least they don't have a bad picture anymore. I have seen a boy called Umar that said, don't call me Umar. And another guy called Ahmed that said, don't call me Ahmed. They don't want proper pronunciation. Should I still call them by their proper way? Amatullah, we did not agree on this. We did not agree on this. What are you doing right now? What are you talking about? I've seen a boy called Umar that said, don't call me Umar. What do you want him to call? What does he want you to call him then? And why are you seeing boys in the first place and calling them names? Makhalli walli. Next. What's the ruling on debating? You mean debating Quranites. Debate them, debate Abuhum kaman. I have a lecture that will help you title the philosophers. I have a lecture titled The Philosophers. It will help you in this regard. You should debate them because these are the easiest people to debate. If you have knowledge, of course. You're a teacher, okay. Well, you need to call them by their names. If his name is Umar, you call him Umar. If his name is Ahmed, you call him Ahmed. Forget about what they want. Is it better for one to overeat in order to stop food wastage or to eat to what is allowed and allow food to go to waste? My parents like to make too much and throw away food. No, you're better off overeating rather than throwing away food. But the ideal thing is that you eat enough and you keep the food for another occasion. Either you eat it later or you give it to someone who's needy. That's what we do. All right. Next. Have you ever across the number 19 cult submitters or Quranites? Do you have a short funny story regarding them? Barakallah feek. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I don't know who they are. No, I don't think I've come across them accordingly. If you're doing janaba ghusl and accidentally touch your private part, does it nullify the ghusl? No, because part of the ghusl of the janaba is that you wash your private part. But if you mean afterwards, then the scholars have differed. Inshallah, the strong opinion is that it does not affect it. Abu Musab, let me one-on-one you, take your ankles, you come to KY or I come to Riyadh. Ya Habibi, Ya Faisal, I will make you, I will destroy you. You have not seen me. You can go on my Facebook page. Go on my Facebook, look for my name and watch some of my videos. I will break your ankles and I will send you to the hospital on a wheelchair, buddy. I am the Michael Jordan of the Arabs. I say this with full humbleness. Come to Riyadh. I'll show you what's up. Does dua have to be in Arabic when you're praying? Preferably, yes. But not necessarily when you're in sujood. You can make dua in your own language, but it's better to know, say it in Arabic if you know. We are already mad at you, Hamza, because you don't stop girgiring, girgir. How can we balance deen and career? By balancing deen and career. Yalla, I'm getting hungry, guys. I have pasta waiting for me. Salaam alaikum, Shaykh. How are you? Alhamdulillah, how are you? Should I look to settle only in Saudi Arabia or are there any other countries where you can find scholars right now? I'm in Oman. I don't know. Of course, there are many other countries, but I cannot give you advice. Saudi is one place where you can be. No. What? Somebody's dying in there? Yalla, yalla, Hajj. Okay, if someone commits shirk, are they required to retake the shahada? Yes. Yes, if you commit shirk, you have to take a shahada and enter into Islam all over again. Family afraid of me going to masjid because of no social distance. What to do? Stay at home. Stay at home. Make your parents happy. You shouldn't be going to the masjid if the corona is still prevalent and affecting people. Going to the masjid is not a requirement right now. Is it true that jinn can get into human body or jinn can only whisper to us? Yes, they can. Yalla, last two questions and then we're going to call it a day because y'all just playing around. You're playing around. Next, ya Maryam. Is this dua for after iftar authentic? Allahumma inni laka simtu bika. No, it's not authentic. It is not authentic. The authentic dua for iftar is ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. That is the authentic one. We already answered this question. Okay, good. يلا سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.